Yeah, thanks, Kenny. We're at the end of stage 11, the first time around Cairnhill, and I suppose the headlines coming out in the international rally is once again Gary Jennings is the fastest on a stage in the Donegal International. Manus Kelly continues to lead the national side of the event. He has increased his advantage at the top, and Paul and Karen Reid on their home stage here in Donegal have moved up from fifth to fourth in the national rally, a big time for them. The story of the international drivers, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, and their Super Impreza, 7:47.6 was their time, first time round Cairnhill, in front of thousands of crowds. We've been told there's a huge amount of spectators in there in Cairnhill, and they were the quickest. A very, very good drive by Gary Jennings once again. The second fastest, well, that was the boys of Declan and Brian in the Ford Fiesta, 7:50 dead. Donna Kelly, 7:55.6. Donna says it was an average run from him. Derek McGarty, 7:55.6 for Derek McGarty, the same time as Kelly. Darrell Reardon, 8:4.8 for Darrell O'Reardon. And Seamus Leonard has closed the gap slightly. He was 3 seconds quicker, 8:1.6 for Seamus Leonard. So on a fist in the national rally, as we understand it, Gary Jennings has increased his advantage to 52.2 seconds over Declan Boyd. It's Subaru 1, Ford Fiesta 2, and Ford Focus have Donna Kelly in third position. Donna sitting 35.9 seconds adrift of Boyd. The rest of the top seven sees Derek McGarty in fourth, Darrell Reardon in fifth. Seamus Leonard is now just 12.5 seconds adrift of O'Reardon in sixth, and Stephen Wright continues to hold seventh place in the international. Moving on to the national side of the event, Manus Kelly was the fastest by quite a bit, I must add. Manus Kelly and Dola Barrett, 8:10.7 was the time for Manus, and they're the fastest of the Mark II cars. Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan, well, the Musfire is back into that Mark II. They lost a bit of time, 8:15.8 for Brogan, some 5 seconds slower. Adrian Hetherington also lost a bit of time. 18:16.7 for Hetherington. Frank Kelly had an overshoot. He'd done 8.5 minutes, so he was some 20 seconds down on the time of Manus Kelly. And then Paul and Karen Reid with a brilliant time of 8:16. That was the third fastest time in there, and that has moved up them a position in the overall standings unofficially. Damien Galler also had a good time, 8:19.1. So the top five as we see it now in the national rally. Manus Kelly unofficially leads Brian Brogan by 28 seconds. Hetherington remains in third, but he's now 2.6 adrift of Brogan. Paul and Karen Reid are up to fourth. Frank Kelly is fifth, and Declan McNaughton continues to hold sixth position overall in the national. That's the leading cars all through Cairnhill. The sun continues to shine on day two of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. We're going to head now to the end of Gartan, and we'll have another update for you very, very soon from this event in day two.
Thanks, Oisin. We're going to go straight now to Chris Ashmore for further news.
Yes, thanks, Kenny. Well, of course, watching there, right at the scene at the end of Stage 11, let me just give you an update following Stage 10, which is a halfway stage of some of the local crews and also some of the other classes. So just to reiterate, this is at the halfway stage. These are drivers now about to start or indeed have just on their way to that Stage 11 where Oisin is at. So running down through Class 14, of course, well, we know Manus Kelly and Brian Brogan and Adrian Hetherington, that's the top three. Well, behind them, we've also heard from Oisin about Frank Kelly and Paul Reid. Let's look a little bit further down. Richard Moffat and Martin Connolly, well, at the end of Special Stage 10, the halfway stage, they led Class 13. So they were in first place. Steve McCann and Killian O'Reilly, first place in Class 20 at the halfway stage of the rally. Patrick McHugh and Padraig O'Donnell in their Ford Escort Mark II. Well, they were in second place in Class 13, just behind Richard Moffat and Martin Connolly. And then a cluster of competitors in that highly competitive Class 13. Columba Heena and Derek Keena, third overall in Class 13. Fourth in Class 13, Daniel Conlon and Terence McGee in another of the Escort Mark IIs, followed by Jared McQuaid and Gary Quinlan, who were fifth, sixth in this Class 13, Conor Curley and Nigel Fraser, and John Boner and Leo Jordan in seventh place there. Class 11R, a Ford Escort Mark II for Anthony Hand and Peter Deary. Well, they lead that class by just a very narrow margin, just about 2 seconds, in fact, ahead of Patrick Boyle and Donal McCall in their Toyota Corolla. Class 12 has been led by Barry McLaughlin and Aidan Gallagher. And just looking a little bit further down the field, Class 11F, Kevin Gallagher and Gavin Gallagher in Rover MGZR, well, they lead that class there. And Niall McCullough and Ryan McCluskey in the Mitsubishi Evo 6 have moved into second spot in Class 20 based on the results coming through. Just to reiterate that there was quite a delay in the results coming through at the end of Special Stage 10 due to some communication difficulties, but those are the latest that we have, and we'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon.